Today, the federal government proposed regulations that would cut carbon pollution from medium and heavy-duty trucks. Those trucks haul goods like steel and oil across the country. They carry trash. They deliver packages. But what's the rule change mean for the industry? Mike Regan is with us from Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sure. So the EPA says the rules would cut carbon emissions by 1 billion, with a B, metric tons, and fuel costs by $170 billion. How does the Obama administration intend to get there?
Well, basically what they're proposing is new standards and testing procedures for truck engines. And the goal is to boost fuel economy by about 24%. And what they're doing is they're really pitching it not just as an environmental thing, but also as a potentially good thing for the economy. When you think the average tractor trailer spends about $73,000 a year on fuel.
Wow.
Yeah, this would obviously cut their costs a lot. But then, you know, the cost would also trickle down to the average consumer. The Consumer Federation of America estimates that every household in the U.S. pays about $1,100 a year just for the diesel fuel for the trucks that deliver these goods. So, you know, it's being pitched both from the environmental angle and also from the economic benefit angle, too.
But you have to wonder if the industry is buying that line from the Obama administration, because this will be expensive. We're seeing estimates of $10,000 to $12,000 per truck to make it compliant. So what are the manufacturers saying about it?
Well, the EPA really sided with the companies that make the actual engines, companies like Cummins Incorporated and transmission manufacturer Eaton Corp. The actual companies that make the trucks don't really love this idea. They had pushed for, they didn't want the engine targets to be in place. They wanted the whole vehicles to be tested the way automobiles are. And that way they could boost fuel efficiency through other ways, such as improved aerodynamics. But on the whole, they're not really pounding the table against this so much. And part of the reason, obviously, is that those improved savings that their customers will get from this. So, you know, it's estimated that, yes, it may cost, say, $10,000 to $12,000 per truck. But they estimate that they could recoup that cost within about 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it you know, cost-wise, it'll end up being beneficial to the owners of the trucks.
Okay, well, this next stat sort of blows my mind. Tractor trailers average 6 miles per gallon of diesel. And yeah, it's an amazing number, but you have to wonder, this comes right after the Obama administration said it was going to issue some rules to limit emissions from commercial airliners. What is this? How does this fit into Obama's overall picture on the environment?
Well, his overall goal is to cut U.S. climate emissions by 26% by 2025. And this is one part of that plan. There's already been new rules to boost the mileage of cars and trucks before this. Obama also wants to cut down on the use of coal used to make electricity. And, you know, there's even plans to eventually cut down on airline emissions. So it's a multi-part strategy.
And quickly, Mike, what happens when the president leaves office? Will these rules go away?
Well, obviously, the EPA administrator is a presidential appointee, so depending on whoever the new president is, if this is a priority or not of those. But there are many rules, Obama rules, that the Republicans would like to eliminate,
right.
So this will join a long list.
All right, Mike Regan, Bloomberg News. Thanks very much.
Thank you.